All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that we have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy and that the power of sin is broken over our lives today. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you that you love us enough to send your Son to die for us, that he laid down his life that we might live and live it more abundantly. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify you. Lord, we glorify your name because your name is great and your name is greatly to be praised. I praise and I magnify your name, O God, because you're good and your mercy endure forever. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your compassion. I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit resting upon us. And Lord, I thank you for sending healing. I thank you for sending restoration. I thank you for sending your angels to bind the strong men over these regions and over these areas and binding the strong men of witchcraft and deception and mind control and lawlessness and rebellion and murder and violence. Let they all be bound in the name of Yeshua and cut and sever the cords and the ties, that the people will be liberated and set free, that they will turn their hearts and minds to you, that they will begin to seek your face by day and by night, that people will open up their hearts to receive you as Messiah, that they will lay down their altars. Matter of fact, that they will begin to destroy their altars and they will turn to you and look to you as the only living and the most powerful God that there is, and acknowledge that you are the Holy One of Israel. And God, I praise you and I thank you. I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, oh God. I thank you for the gifts of healing and the gifts of miracles and the gift of faith being activated in the body of Christ. I thank you for people beginning to flow and operate in those gifts to bring healing, to bring deliverance in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your healing power. Yes, Lord, I thank you for your healing power. Yes. Yeah. God, I thank you for healing that knee pain. Thank you for healing that torn meniscus. Thank you for that being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for complete and total healing, the person you just had knee replacement surgery. I thank you for that healing manifesting, and we come against and we bind every spirit of infection in the name of Yeshua. There's a person that you just had hip replacement, and I thank you for the manifestation of that healing, that there will be no problems, no complications, no infections in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing that elbow, that broken elbow. I thank you for that being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Yes, Lord. Thank you for that. And Lord, I thank you for the manifestation of the financial miracle. God, I thank you for the testimonies of healing and deliverance. And Father, I pray that your blessing will be upon this teaching today. And I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing here to be with you once again to share the Word of God. Truly, we are blessed. And I'm grateful and thankful for this opportunity and this privilege. Because you know what? God is good and his mercy endureth forever. I just want to say, God is good all the time. To the first time, listen, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. It's the time that we'll be about the Father's business, that we're yielded and surrendered. And that we've turned our hearts and that we've humbled ourselves and that we're praying and that we're seeking the face of God, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. Man, we had the broadcast last week, saints. Woo! I was there trying to get through the teaching. I couldn't get to it because the word of prophecy fell on me. And so I had to yield to the Holy Spirit of God. I keep telling people I'm not a typical radio preacher. You know, I just yield to the Holy Spirit and wait for the testimonies to come forth and to be manifested. Saints, we're in this series, The Temptation, and we have not, well, we've been discussing some elements of the spiritual warfare. We've been talking about how if we recognize that we need to humble ourselves and pray, if we are to experience revival, if we are to experience a breakthrough, particularly here in our country. But dealing here with King Ahab, who was a wicked king, who had allowed Jezebel, his wife, to stir him up to do some very abominable things that were offensive to God. And it got the whole nation in trouble. And you've heard me say this, and I will say it again. It was the political leaders who were doing things that were offensive to God, that got people, the whole nation suffered because of the evil and the wickedness of their political leaders. And that's why you got to be careful who you place in power. When they begin to do evil, wicked stuff, it impacts the whole nation as a whole. And we got to recognize and understand that what we are experiencing in the United States of America is a result, excuse me, saints, political decisions. And what, as believers, what we have voted for and what we have tolerated, and it has opened a door. Excuse me, saints, I got this cough. You hear me trying to stop me from bringing the word? Maybe that water helped. And so there's consequences. So the whole nation suffered. Jehoshaphat opened it up when he set up the idols. Not Jehoshaphat, but Jeroboam. And God had promised him that he was going to set up his kingdom after the kingdom was torn. Amen. And from Solomon. And so here we have God speaking judgment. And we're talking about the warfare and the spiritual warfare and what happens in the spiritual realm. We have read the last couple of broadcasts on how God had spoke judgment. Now let's go into 1 Kings 22 and verse number 1. And we want to talk about Micaiah's prophecy. And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, Wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, my horse as thy horses. And I'm getting ready to give you an example. You've heard me say this. If you can get this, you will have victory. It manifests in the spiritual realm first, then it spills over into the natural earthly realm, and then the consequences follow. Recognize this. This is why you spend time in prayer. This is why that we quit. We got to get to where we don't pray foxhole prayers. We stay militant. We engage and we pray daily. We be on the offense daily. Otherwise, the enemy will come and take you out. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. Wow. And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we might? He said, Look, these jokers that are prophesying, there's something wrong with them. They ain't right. They ain't with the Lord. You got to have discernment. You got to be careful who you allow to speak into your life and speak into your atmosphere, because they can lead you astray. Let me tell you something. You got to know what you know. That's why the spirit of discernment is so important. That's why you got to try every spirit by the spirit. You got to know, wait a minute, is this the word of the Lord or not? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imla, by whom we may inquire the Lord.
but I hate him. For he did not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, hasten here Micaiah, the son of Imla. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Judah sat each on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. Now, you know, some of you have probably never read this passage of scripture, and it's getting ready to mess you up theologically. Y'all with me, saints? And the king of Israel said, let's see here, where am I? I lost my place. I had to take me some water, saints. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenina, made him horns of iron. And he said, thus saith the Lord, with these shalt thou push the Syrians until thou have consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into thy king's hand. And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, behold now, the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. And let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, whom the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. And I can only say what God give me to say. I might not be speaking and saying the same thing with all of these false prophets that are speaking, just like we have so much false teaching out there today. So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, go up and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure you that you tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? Now, understand, Micaiah had a reputation and his character was outstanding. So the king knew, wait a minute, he ain't never agreed with my prophets. Something is up. Something's going on. You ain't telling me the truth. And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? We are in 1 Kings 22 for those tuning in, verse 16. And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master, let them return every man to his own house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning? Okay, here we go. Here we go, talking to Jehoshaphat. See what I tell you. See, here we go. He getting ready to go off. He getting ready to start telling me some stuff that I don't like and I don't want to hear. And a lot of times, saints, when we be asking God, we don't want to hear what God really got to say because he might want to bring some correction to us. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm like that too. I'm like, oh, Lord, Jesus. Okay, Lord, I'm ready to hear now. I'm not ready right now, but I will be in a few days, a few weeks. See, we got to get to the place that no matter when God is ready to speak, we're ready to hear what he has to say to us. Because the sooner he deals with us, the sooner we come out. And we step in the place where God wants us to be. All right. And the king said, see, here we go, but evil. And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. Oh, this is so powerful. Back to Job period again. Keep in mind, Job. All right, saints. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne. Isaiah, keep that in mind. And all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. Look who's seated on the throne, the Lord God Almighty. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? He's having a meeting. So how are we going to make this happen? Who gonna make it happen? And one said on this manner, and another said on this manner. And in verse 21, highlight this in your Bible if you've never seen this. That's why we call this paragraph straight from his word. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, how? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit. Yeah, we're talking about spiritual warfare. I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. Spiritual warfare at the highest level. God had pronounced and spoke judgment against Ahab, as we read earlier in previous broadcasts. Here we see God has convened a council meeting, or whatever you want to call it. And it was about Ahab. Man, let me tell you something. You got to be an important person. You got to really mess up for God to convene a meeting for all the heavenly hosts to be in attendance. Come on, somebody. See, when you read the Word of God is alive. You know, a lot of times we just see words on paper. Think about this. Picture this. Ahab was so evil and so wicked. Now, understand, he was the king over Israel. Israel is the apple of God's eye. The Jews are still God's chosen people, not the church. And God convened this, and it was enough that when God got ready to pronounce judgment, then and God began to execute the judgment, look at the audience. It says in verse 19, I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right. Everybody that was called to the meeting, all of his angels, warring angels, everybody was at the meeting. They were in attendance. It was required. It was not tentative. It was not declined. When God calls a heavenly meeting, everybody shows up. And the Lord said, okay, how are we going to make this happen? We see God is collaborating with his angels. God, like I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to sit here and listen and tell me what's the best way to go about this. And it says, and there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said, how? He said, I'm going to go forth. I'm going to be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail. Also go forth and do so. So let me tell you something. When God decrees it, you've heard me say this, it's a wrap. That's it. It's done. There is no reversal. It's done. Because God had determined. Judgment is set. You see, when God's judgment is set, that's it. Oh, man. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord had put a lying spirit in the mouth of all of these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. So this lying spirit went forth, and that's why all of them prophets were in agreement. When you listen to the mainstream media, it's a lying spirit. When you listen to majority of these politicians, and these leaders, it is a lying spirit that is speaking, and it is persuading people to go and to do certain things. It is a lying spirit that induces someone to commit suicide, to take their life. It is a lying spirit that entices a man or a woman to cheat on their spouse. It is a lying spirit that says you have a right to physically abuse your spouse. It is a lying spirit that says it is okay for you to abuse your children. There are many lying spirits that are speaking in the airwaves today. They're on television. It is a lying spirit. And many of it is leading people astray and away from God. But in this case, the lying spirit was to
cause Ahab to walk into his death and his judgment. I hope somebody will say, oh my God, preacher, I didn't know that. Text me if you didn't know it. 253-431-7375. And say, you got me today, preacher. You see, you got to be able to discern when the lying spirit is speaking. When God says, you're not worthy. When that lying spirit says you're not worthy, that's a lying spirit. False humility. When it says that you would never be a good wife, you'll never be a good husband, you'll never be a good father, you're not a good mother, that's a lying spirit. You tell that thing to shut up in the name of Jesus and to get away from you, to be silent. You see, you got to respond and recognize what's taking place. All right, saint. But Zedekiah, the son of Chenina, went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me? When did the Holy Spirit stop talking to me and just talking to you now? And Micaiah said, behold, you shall see in a day when you shall go into the inner chamber to hide yourself. And the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and carry him back unto Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, thus the king, put this fellow in prison and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I come in peace. And Micaiah said, if thou return at all in peace, the Lord have not spoken by me. And he said, hear, O people, every one of you. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Judah went up to Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and enter into the battle. But put forth thou on thy robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. But the king of Syria commanded his 32 captains that had rule over his chariots, saying, fight neither with small nor great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, surely it is the king of Israel. And they turned aside to fight against him. And Jehoshaphat cried out. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Wherefore he said unto the driver's seat chariot, turn thine hand and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day, and the king was stayed up in his chariot against the Syrians and died at evening. And the blood ran out of the wound into the midst of the chariot. And there went a proclamation throughout the host about the going down of the sun, saying, every man to his city and every man to his own country. So the king died and was brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. And one watched the chariot in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood, and they washed his armor, according unto the word of the Lord which he spake. Now the rest of the acts of Ahab, and all that he did, and the ivory house which he made, and all the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Ahab slept with his fathers, and Ahaziah his son reigned in his stead. Listen to this. It was spoken in the spiritual realm. We see the manifestation in the natural realm. When all hell is breaking loose around you, it has occurred in the spiritual realm. It flows into the natural realm. But we have the blood of Yeshua to cover us. And God has given us the Holy Spirit to quicken us and to show us so that we don't get caught up and trapped up, because God is a deliverer. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, is Lord. His return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.